Good morning, Fernando Alcoholic, up and at 'em. January the 20th. We'll be reading today from the little 24-hour book. In AA, we're all through with lying, hangovers, remorse, and wasting money. Let's go ahead and pray. Let's pray, people. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Amen. Welcome. Remarkable things will happen today. We bless our enemies with the three pillars. We bless our enemies with health, prosperity, and happiness. But before we do that, we bless ourselves with health, prosperity, and happiness. We certainly can't give something away what we don't have or experiencing. When you're experiencing a good movie or a good restaurant or a good book or a good music or a vacation, we certainly want to convey that. And it's the same principle here. So we pray for ourselves for health. We pray for ourselves for prosperity. And we pray for ourselves for happiness. So I bid you, I command you to be healthy just for today. I command you to be prosperous just for today. Yes, I'm talking to you, and I'm commanding you to be happy. Let your happiness be for today. Amen. You'd be surprised how these words carry with you throughout the day. They seem to address you, uniform you, and these words just go with us constantly, you know. That we're aware of the armor that we put on this morning throughout the day. So, bless you, family. All right, daily reflections will be after the 24-hour book. It says, in AA, we're all through with lying, hangovers, remorse, and wasting money. When we were drinking, we were only half alive. Now that we're trying to live decent, honest, unselfish lives, we're really alive. Life has a new meaning for us so that we can really enjoy it. We feel that we were some use in the world. We're on the right side of the fence instead of the wrong side. We can look at the world in the face instead of hiding in alleys. We can come into AA to get sober, and if we stay long enough, we learn a new way of living. Am I convinced that no matter how much fun I got out of drinking, that life never was as good as life I can build in AA? The life I can build in AA. And that's true for millions of us. Everything's better without a drink, I believe. Meditation for the day. I want to be at one with the divine spirit of the universe. I will set my deepest affection on things spiritual, not on things material. As we think, so we are. So I will think of and desire that which will help, not hinder, my spiritual growth. I will try to be at one with God. No human aspiration can reach higher than this. Prayer for the day. I pray that I may think love, and love will surround me. I pray that I may think health, and help will come to me. Amen. I'm Fernando Alcoholic. I'd say to you, judge everything with gratitude. That's the word for today. Judge everything with gratitude. The people may not see what they're supposed to be grateful for, but judge them with gratitude anyway. All right, moving right along. Next book. It's a cowbell here. I'm trying to distinguish between one book to another. Our next book coming up is We Pause and Ask, Daily Reflections. As we go through the day, we pause when agitated or doubtful and ask for the right thought or action. Alcoholic Anonymous, page 87. Woohoo! Man, that's the mother load right there. That statement hits it out of the park, man. You got to be grateful we have a library that's 1,000 times smarter than we are. If we can learn and skillful to have, like Benjamin Franklin, he had a prayer that he stopped, he asked, he was doubtful. He would say, "Bountiful Father, merciful guide, powerful goodness, dictate to me my truest action and strengthen my resolutions to perform what that action dictates, and accept my kind services to your other children as the only way to pay back for your continual favors to me. Amen." That was a prayer from a scientist who knew that all the ideas were coming from a merciful, kind father. And that's on his biography, folks. Okay, let's do this again. Let me try and stick to the topic. Daily Reflections of Alcoholics Anonymous. We pause and ask. As we go through the day, we pause when agitated or doubtful and ask for the right thought or action. AA, page 87, Big Book. Today, I humbly ask my higher power for the grace to find the space between my impulse and my actions, to let flow a cooling breeze when I would respond with heat, to interrupt fierceness with gentle peace, to accept the moment which allows judgment to become discernment, to defer to silence when my tongue would rush to attack or defend. I promise to watch for every opportunity to turn toward my higher power for guidance. I know where this power is. It resides within me. As clear as a mountain brook hidden in the hills, it is the unsuspected inner resources. I thank my higher power for this world of light and truth I see when I allow it to direct my vision. I trust it today and hope it trusts me to make all effort to find the right thought or action today. Amen. Yeah, I don't have anything to say about that. It's all self-explanatory. I think I said enough. Let's go ahead and pray out with the third step prayer, please. God, I offer myself to thee to build with me and to do with me as thou wilt. Relieve me of the bondage of self that I may better do thy will. Take away my difficulties, that victory over them may bear witness to those I would help, of thy power, of thy love, of thy way of life. May I do thy will always. Amen. All right. Gratitude. God blessings. Thank you for coming in today's podcast. Have a wonderful day. Today, the 20th of January.